I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World. The 10th stage of the Tour de France departed this morning from the city of Limoges. The question we asked in our geo quiz was, where did the cyclists cross the finish line? Lucky for us, reporter Juliette McCurr is there covering the race for the New York Times.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for doing this. Tell us about the competition today.
Well, today was not that difficult of a stage after a rest day yesterday. The rest day occurred after 3 days in the Pyrenees, which were quite grueling, obviously. Today ended in a sprint with Mark Cavendish, the British sprinter, winning his third stage of this tour. So about half of the Tour de France is done already.
And July 14th is Bastille Day, so it must be some good crowds. Did you feel the cyclists were going faster?
Actually, unfortunately, the cyclists, I think, were going slower a little bit because there was a controversy with the race radios today, because the tour organizers have banned the use of race radios for two stages of this Tour de France. They wanted the riders to have less communication between them and the team directors, so that would allow them to think on the a little bit more, less direction from their higher up. So actually, the riders are going a little bit slower, although it was noticeably more packed than usual because of Bastille Day. The roads were packed, everybody had their French flag out, and everybody was partying all day. People lining the course at the start as it wound around from Limoges to Issoudun, where I am now. Today was the first day where I really felt that people were really, really into the race beyond the mountain stages where they're always kind of crazy. And some people had their faces painted. Everybody was hanging out of the windows of their homes as the riders went by. So they had a perfect bird's eye view of the riders as they went through their villages. So it was pretty exciting today, even though the racers were going slightly slower, perhaps because of anger over this ban over the radios. But I don't think the fans seemed to notice.
Tell us a little bit more about, you say the tour organizers decided to ban the radio communication between the cyclists and their team cars, but why would that make them go slower? Was everything just more tentative?
I know that the riders had protested this ban that sort of came out of the blue to make things more exciting, but the racers and the teams were not too excited about it. They had filed a petition against it, and the petition was basically turned down, and the International Cycling Union said any team that did ride with a radio would be disqualified. So this morning, teams yanked out their radios from their helmets and turned off the radios in the team cars and went silent throughout the whole race. The riders I've talked to have said it wasn't a protest, but people are kind of guessing that they went slower just as their only way to fight the ban that they were against.
And Lance Armstrong's quoted saying, "I can't hear anything. I don't know anything. I feel naked."
Well, it's funny that he said that because his team manager, Johan Bruneel, is the one who had started this petition against the ban to begin with. So I'm sure Mr. Armstrong knows a little bit more than he's letting on. I guess we'll hear more as the days go on. And also on Friday is a tougher stage as the race heads into the Alps, where teams would probably rely on the radios much more. They're going to be much more upset when they don't have them on Friday. So we'll see what happens between now and then.
Let's talk about Lance. Is he among the leaders, or where? How's he doing?
He's doing great. As people would say, that it's unexpected, but he is in third place, 8 seconds behind the race leader, Rinaldo Nocentini of Italy. And Lance's teammate, Alberto Contador, is in second place, just 6 seconds back. So the two teammates, Armstrong and Contador, have 2 seconds between them. So it should get interesting in the next few days as the race goes into the Alps and things start to change among the overall leaders.
You making any predictions?
Absolutely not. never do that. I would say that Lance Armstrong will finish the race and Alberto Contador will be somewhere near him. It's funny because people in the press room are taking polls of who's betting on Contador and who's betting on Armstrong, and I declined to choose either of them just in case.
What was your favorite moment of the day?
My favorite moment of the day is when I finished my story and headed to the next place, because as a reporter covering the Tour de France, it's pretty grueling. We get up really early at 7 o'clock in the morning to get ready, you know, pack our bags, go to the start, you know, interview the riders, and then frantically pack up and follow the race. So my favorite point of the day today will be when I'm finished with my story and headed to the next town.
I think we better let you go then. New York Times reporter Juliette McCurr in Issoudun, France, the answer to our geo quiz today. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. Merci beaucoup.